Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. And again, I do want to thank the Shirk family, Phyllis and Larry Shirk, for the nice birthday card. Now, today is not my birthday, but I'm glad I got it a day. It's better a day early than a day late. So thank you, Phyllis and Larry, for the nice birthday card. Again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944 for the next hour. We've had a very interesting conversation this morning, a very interesting dialogue, which is what I like. We have interviews on this show. I like doing interviews on this show, but I really like hearing from you guys, which we have been able to do more and more of as of late. I like hearing what's on your mind, your thoughts, your opinions, and that's all they are. They're just opinions, and who doesn't want to share their opinion? And the great thing about radio, different than if I met you on the street corner and we just started talking, is that people are out there listening, so they can hear your opinion, and maybe a light bulb will go off in their head, and they'll say, hey, that's a good point. I hope that's what's happening. So the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Don't forget a live Adam Lip show today from 2:10 till 3 p.m. And then a live Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. That is the schedule today. All right, the discussion earlier on in hour number one was, why does food taste different when made by an 80-year-old as opposed to a 20-year-old? What is different? Now, we've had some interesting opinions on this. We've had convenience, that there's a convenience now where younger people are available to, have available to them that older people did not. Time, does it have to do with time? Does it have to do with perfection? Do older people see food more as an art form than younger people? I've always thought, as I told you, I've known so many older people who will cook something like a pie, and they'll taste it, and they go, that doesn't taste right, and they'll throw it out. Younger people don't do that. They'll just say, well, that doesn't taste as good as I normally do, but they'll still serve the pie. So did people take more pride in what they did? I do think convenience does play a part in it. But I don't know. I think there was a pride value in their food. I've always thought food could be a work of art. Boy, my voice did a funny thing there. Now, I'm not saying that all food is a work of art. But if you're adding a lot of ingredients and you're creating something that has to set up or build up or taste a certain way, you know, that's tough. That's just like painting a painting. That's just like acting in a play. That's just like doing any number of creative activities. So I think cooking is right there. 740-383-9944. What's your opinion on this whole thing? And then the other topic that was on board earlier was this whole Ohio State wrestling scandal with the doctor who was allegedly, well, I don't know if it's alleged anymore with the doctor, who was doing things that he should not have been doing with the wrestlers, certainly inappropriate things. And now there's going to be a documentary made, apparently by the company that George Clooney is involved with, that will chronicle this whole situation. And I don't know. You know, I just don't know who knew what and when they knew it. And that's the big question. Certainly, the doctor was doing inappropriate things. I think he was accused, fired, and he committed suicide. And I think this all related back to the horrible things that he was doing. But I don't know who knew what. That's just a tough thing. I don't know. Now, I'm sure that people on the wrestling team know more about this than I do. I was not there. I don't know. But certainly the things that those wrestlers went through was horrible, just absolutely horrible. And we don't want that to happen in any sport to any athlete. So those are some topics on the table. Food and a scandal at Ohio State. 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else on your mind that you would like to talk about or ask, feel free. We can do that as well. We enjoy talking to you, the listening audience. 740-383-9944. You know, I saw an interesting story yesterday, and it's not so much about the people involved. It's just about how media works. Media is an interesting thing. Apparently, I don't know how many of you watch The View, but John McCain's daughter is a panelist on The View, Meghan McCain. And I have not seen this show in quite a while, but apparently, one day recently, she made a remark on The View saying that Dr. Fauci should be fired, no longer in his position. And apparently, this has brought major backlash her way for making that suggestion. Now, here's the thing. Isn't that whole show about giving your opinions? Isn't that why people are there? Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. It's me.
Yes.
I haven't heard much of your show yet, but I had the news on last night. I don't really get the news. I have it on the far stick, and you don't get very much at all. And I was going to ask you if you heard a few things. They said that the one thing they have is math is racist. So they are doing, it's called a new, I'm trying to read my scribbling here, anti-racism thing of math. And I don't know what they're going to do with it, because the news guy says it sounds righteous to do it, but it's intolerance, it's a new form of bias. So I don't know how math can be racist.
No, wait, what?
They're going to be teaching, I think, a new, something about math a new way, because it's racist.
Math.
Yeah, how can English math or something be racist? Well, English language, but, and then I'm going to tell you a few things here, because I've got other things to do. Now, here's what Coke is doing. They're having employee seminars to teach the employees to be less white. That was at the bottom of the screen. I get the Fox News 7, I get that new one. It's called Something Max. And they had that, and then they said Biden was arrested for trespassing at the Capitol. And I'm just going to give you a few of these highlights here, and I'm going to try to listen to you here for a while. And they want to rename all the schools. They don't want a school named Lincoln anymore. And they don't want anything like, the guy said, well, are we going to take, maybe rename Washington and a bunch of stuff or something. And here's another thing that I wrote things here, I scribbled them. Let me see what else I got. And they said the shots. Now they said some of the ICE detainees that should go back, they're getting vaccinated before the American citizens. Now I don't know if you've heard any of this, but I jotted some of this stuff down because I hardly see any of the news. And I thought, how can that be with it? I mean, they are, anymore when I hear race, I hate to say it, I just flip it. I am so, before I never thought of race. I didn't care if my kids married somebody, black, green, yellow, red, I didn't care. Anymore, it's bringing it so much to the front that I'm getting, I don't know if you could say tired of it. I think maybe the whites all should paint themselves black or something brown, and the blacks should paint themselves all white or something. This is getting so ridiculous. Can you imagine math being racism?
Well, to be honest with you, I have not heard any of those stories. And the one that sticks out in there about Biden being arrested at the Capitol, I'm sure that if he was, that would have been covered by every newspaper.
I know.
So I think what's happening here, and I'm not sure what news channel that is, here's the problem. people call themselves news now, and really what they're giving is opinion. Or they're taking one little story that's happening in one little town, and they're acting like it's happening all over the United States. I've seen that happen before. And that's not exactly a depiction of what's going on. So I think that's probably what those stories are, because while you were talking there, I was kind of scrolling through some major newspapers and major networks, and I didn't see any of that.
No, I just saw this late last night or early this morning, but see, I don't get CNN, ABC, I don't get any of those. I think if I go in my screen and key those in, I might get a few minutes of it, and I can get the Ohio news and the weather. But the Ohio news, they only give me like two sentences, like there's a killing in Columbus and then something else, and that's all the news. So, see, I don't get much. But last night, this, I think it's a new one come out. It's not Newsmax, but it's something, and I think it's overtaking Fox. And they're the ones that a lot of it was going at the bottom, and then they had where those that school board was making all those comments, and they all resigned. But stuff, but this here, I didn't know, but they said that the ICE detainees, I don't know if they're not going back now or what, but they're getting the shots before, before the Americans. And then one of my relatives, in, she's not 50, she got the shot because she works at a hospital, but she works at home. And she said the first shot was fine, but the second one, she said she's even having trouble with it yet. So I think it just depends on the people and the stuff. But she said that she had trouble with her breathing and several things that almost give her like the flu symptoms. And she said the booster she's not going to take yet. So.
Well, I do know that, and I talked to actually somebody in the medical field the other day about this, that people have said that if your immune system is good, which is a good thing, that the second shot will cause your immune system to kick in, which is what is giving people these symptoms, but it's nothing that's going to harm you, and certainly a lot better than the full version of COVID would be.
Yeah, because she's 49, but the thing is... as far as I know, she has no medical issues or anything, but she's afraid to get the booster. And then I don't know if most people have heard. I think like employees at the hospital kind of have to get the shot. And they said there's one person that got it. She's paralyzed from the waist down, and she's on a ventilator. And it's here in Marion. So I didn't know if anybody had heard that. But it's just the person. I think all different things give person different, things. And it's just something to think about.
You know what I would say, though, that's funny about this, and I mean funny in the way that odd funny, is that, the flu shot that everybody gets every year, a lot of people get, not everybody, but the flu shot is different every year because there are different strains of the flu. And I've never heard such backlash about the flu shot. And the flu shot has made people sick. How many times have we heard people say, I went and got the flu shot and I got the flu right after? It does happen. But so I'm not sure why there's such a shock that this might make people a little sick after they get it. Sometimes that's what happens.
Yeah, sometimes there's certain stuff and I'm like, I know my one daughter wouldn't take it because years ago it had mercury in it.
Right.
And she said, well, you can't even, so she wouldn't take it, but I think they've taken the mercury, because it couldn't be made in the United States, but China could make it and ship it back with the mercury, and it was fine.
Right.
And I think now they've taken that out, but some people, I don't know if they put, like, egg stuff in it. Some people are allergic to eggs, just different stuff that may be in it or something. So.
Right, and I've always said, if people are going to go get the COVID shot, you should call your doctor and say, I want to get this. Is there anything in there that's going to counteract with any medication or any illness that I have?
Yeah.
And people aren't doing that, and I'm not sure why they're not. You would in any other circumstance. I don't know why people aren't in this circumstance.
Yeah, because I'm having some issues with swelling the legs, and I just was on... aside, I can get like the Mayo Clinic little things, and they said some of your prescriptions can cause like swelling and stuff. To have it checked out, it might be a medicine you're on. You don't think of a lot of this stuff.
That's right. And And maybe that's what's happening. Maybe it has nothing to do with the shot. Maybe it has more to do with an interaction with a pill.
From another medicine, because I know my daughter is, they have to eat gluten-free. And then a lot of the prescriptions, they couldn't figure out why they would take it. It would be sick, or it would be something, they couldn't take it. It would be something in that. So they're both that way. And when one knows they can't take a, you know, some kind of medicine, they tell the other one and stuff. Because, in fact, the doctor couldn't figure out why she couldn't take it. So he finally called the, the people that make the thing. And it had this one thing in it that people that, eat gluten-free and stuff, it had something in there that reacted to her.
Right, and I think
figure out why she couldn't take it. You know, why can't you take this?
Right, and I think people just have to. I mean, how many times has the doctor prescribed a medicine for us, and we take it home and we get sick? You know, it does happen, and you just call the doctor and you say, okay, this is not working for me, and he gives you something else.
Yeah,
you know this.
Because you know the medicine, you don't really know, and different things, and instead of you usually just quit taking it if you have a reaction and stuff where there's something else maybe out there that, because I know my brother takes a blood pressure pill and he was retaining water like crazy. I think he was in hospital 5 times a year or so ago, and they finally figured out it was that blood pressure medicine. And when the doctor, he tried to tell them, and when they took that away, it stopped and stuff. He was just filling up with fluids, you know, a lot. And so they took it off the whole market, I think, that medicine. So, yeah, you just have to watch stuff. When you take a medicine and you notice a little bit of difference or something, you need to, the pharmacist or the doctor, ask them and stuff. So,
absolutely. But,
yeah, because I'm listening to you some here, and I wanted to call in because when all this stuff here, I thought, the math, what are they trying to do? Now, pretty soon, I don't know, but I think in the next few years, somehow the Bible's going to be racist, and we're going to have to do something about that. So I think that's where it's going.
Well, I think maybe we'll open it up to the other callers and see what they have to say.
Okay, I would. I'll listen here. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Again, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And as Larry King would say, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944 is the telephone number if you have anything to say about that topic. Now, here's the thing. A lot of that I have not heard about, and I would guess a lot of that is probably not accurate on a national level. But we cannot say that race has not become an issue and has not been an issue for a long time. Now, we've got to look at why it is an issue. That's how we're going to solve these problems. And they are problems. That's what's going on. If something doesn't need solved, you wouldn't know about it. But the problem is that people do, unfortunately, make decisions based upon people's race, people's ethnicity, even people's gender. Now, that's not everybody. I'm not saying everybody does that. And I don't even know if it's the majority of people. I don't know if you would even know the numbers on this. But I don't know that we can pretend that it doesn't exist either. I don't know. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey.
On these shots and things, there's only two sure things in life, death and taxes. And if people are afraid of a shot, don't take it. But, if you can get some protection, why not? You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's what's going on here, but I think there is a group of people, for whatever reason, and again, this is a weird thing, that they do not want people to get this shot, and I'm not sure what the reason is.
Okay, and then on the other hand, I talked to Al Winkle the other day.
Oh, okay.
And that song that I told you that I like by Tex Ritter, The Deck of Cards.
Right.
I was telling Al about it. Well, he got on, Amazon or Google or whatever the stuff he's got. He found me one for a whole CD by Tex Ritter. And he's going to be here March 2nd.
Oh, good.
He called me the other day and said, I found you one. I said, good. That's what I wanted.
Good.
But just saying, see, he can look up stuff, and he's into that.
Oh, yeah. My plan is either to go over there sometime this weekend or the following weekend, because I even have a friend who's very interested in seeing his collection. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, he said you're supposed to stop up. And I said, well, he's going to stop up. So
I will.
I didn't mean to get you off the subject, but there's only two sure things for real. You know that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, to be honest with you, when it comes to this shot, the other day I ran into somebody who in the beginning said they were not going to get it, and now they've changed their mind on it. So they are going to get it. So I think time does change things for people.
And I think you know, they're going to come out with just one shot that will take care of you. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah, I think eventually this will all be fine and we'll be able to go ahead. But I mean, yesterday, you know, we hit this mark of 500,000 people, what, 500,000 people dead from this in just under a year. And that is so, so awful. Awful to think that this has happened. And now we're worried about the risks of the shot. What I don't understand is, I mean, it's a risk right now to go out unprotected without a mask. I mean, the shot might have risks, but good Lord, there's risks in everything right now.
Yeah. You wouldn't think this could happen in America, could you?
Half a million people dead in a year from a virus.
With the smart people we've got, scientists and doctors, it's amazing to me, you know what I mean. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd let you catch up on a couple things.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Bye-bye. Again, phone lines are open. Feel free to give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz. We would be glad to talk about it. It's the shot thing goes on and on and on. Ever since we found out that there was going to be a vaccination, there have been people for it. There have been people against it, people who are going to get it, people who are not going to get it. Everybody's got reasonings. I don't know why people just can't call their doctor and say, is it a good idea for me to take this? I don't know that your doctor is going to give you bad information. And if he says take it, there you go. And if he says don't take it, there you go as well. Go ahead, caller.
You wanted a buzz. Here's your buzz.
Go, buzz.
Well, I'll tell you something that ties into both topics, racism and the coronavirus. Have you been seeing this mess on the boob tube about in bigger cities? That happens mostly. Chinese people, they're getting beat up and stuff in the streets by racist people that, you know, don't appreciate having the coronavirus brought here. I've seen elderly people on TV and on YouTube videos and stuff getting shoved down on the sidewalk and hurt bad, like shoved down hard, like to where they needed stitches and stuff.
I don't know why we do that.
I think it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, it's not like they did it.
Right.
I don't know. It's a funny thing that goes on, and I'm not really sure why. You know, I think one of the problems we have in this country is we fail to acknowledge that we have problems like this. I think if we just acknowledge them and then dealt with them, I think
we'd
be
able to. Oh, we are. I just have the latest YouTube video I saw was Olivia Munn. She is of Chinese American descent, and she had took to social media and they begging people to out this guy, and they showed his picture, and they found him and prosecuted him. He had shoved like an elderly Chinese woman down, and she had to get like 10 stitches in her forehead. I think they ought to out every one of them. They ought to lose their jobs. They ought to be ostracized, all of it.
But where do you think it comes from? I mean, these have to be... Well, but there have to be logical people.
And how people rear their children. Some people are going to bring their children up to know that God created everyone equally and no one's above anyone else. And then some of them are going to instill narrow-minded, bigoted, racist viewpoints in their kids.
Well, I'm not even sure that this is a race issue, but, you know, here's what I've always said. Because the Aunt Jemima brand of syrup is changing its name. And they've already said what they're changing it to, and I can't think of what it is, but it's something, you know, nothing awful. And what I can't figure out is, people are very beholden to this name. Now, they're not changing the syrup recipe. They're not changing the syrup. It's still going to be available in all the stores it's available in now. I'm not sure why people are so attached to a name. You know, if a company goes in and changes the name of something just because they want to change the name of it, maybe because a new company takes over, is that an awful thing? I don't really get confused.
It anyway. I just get the cheap stuff at Aldi's. To me, I don't think, no, never mind what label they slap on there.
Well, you know what's, here's the ironic thing, is a company like Aunt Jemima, which has been around for a long time, the syrup is very popular. So a company like Aldi is going to try to mimic that syrup recipe so they can sell it under their name brand for a much cheaper price.
A lot cheaper.
Right. Okay, so essentially, all they have done is take the syrup and change the name. Now, I don't hear people beating down Aldi's doors saying, hey, listen, you took the name off there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. I'm not going to say never, but to me, name brand doesn't really mean much. I mean, you do every once in a while. Like, I guess I'll always have to have Bounty paper towels, and there's like maybe a couple other things I'm picky about, but by and large, I don't need the name brands. Why just throw your money away?
Well, I just wish sometimes that people would come up with a different reason for changing the name that would irritate people less. Because I think if people went in and just said, you know what, we don't like the name Aunt Jemima anymore, so we're going to use this name because it's more toward the name of our company, I think people would not have cared as much.
Why do we even got to have names? Why can't they just say SERP?
Well, isn't that...
back in the old days and they had that cheap, I don't know, some of these local grocery stores, they would have... I remember buying diapers when my kids were little, and I swear there was some cheap pack. It was like light green, and it literally just said diapers.
Well, don't we do that for the most part anyway? Don't we usually say to people, hey, go out and get some syrup for the pancakes? We don't tell people what name brand to get. I see that happening very rarely. I'm not saying...
Like I said, every once in a blue moon, there'll be a product where, no, I have to have, like, quality matters, and I have to have a name. But for the most part, it don't make a bit of difference if that gallon of milk is Smith or Friendly Farms or I couldn't care less.
Well, it's certain that we should not be pushing any ethnicity down steps and any, I don't understand.
Oh, that was my grandma, and we was going for a walk and some yahoo went ahead and knocked her down. It'd be bad business. Buddy.
Well, and that's...
Could you just imagine? I couldn't even fathom something like that.
No, it's horrible. So now, as far as the shot goes, I remember at one point you had said you'd been offered it.
Well, that's as far as we got with that. Everybody has to get in line, wait their turn, I suppose. I have not changed my mind about getting it. I'm still going to, but...
Now, what's your reasoning for doing that?
Well, I don't want to get the... Because I haven't heard too much negative results from the inoculation, you know, and anything I have heard, I don't know, you know, how valid or how substantiated it is. But Corona, didn't you just say we know for a fact 500,000 people are dead from that?
In the United States, I believe.
Well, you just have to roll the dice. I mean, maybe you don't take the shot and you never get Corona. But then again, maybe you get Corona, and then you're pushing up daisies.
And none of us want to push up daisies.
I don't. Count me out. Nope. 1, 2, 3, not it.
There you go. Thanks for calling.
See ya.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. A lot of discussion here this morning, a lot of stuff we're learning here together. And don't forget Adam Lipp today, live 2:10 until 3 p.m. in the studio, I believe. And then Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 until 5 p.m. on this station. And the phone lines are currently open, so give me a buzz if you got anything to say about anything we've been talking about. 740-383-9944. I don't know why anybody would go push anybody down the stairs for any reason. Now, I'm not seeing these videos, but I don't know why anybody would do it. What is that going to prove? Go ahead, caller.
You were talking about brands.
Yes.
And various tastes and quality and stuff. See if you can wrap your mind around this. And since you work a job other than here, where you work, the brands of wine.
Yes.
You follow?
I follow the brands of wine.
There are so many brands out there.
Sure.
And it's just mind-boggling. So there must possibly be, with all of the marketing black magic that goes on that manipulates everyone, there must be some reason why there are various flavors of wines. And even for that matter, beer, but it seems to be there are more varieties of wines out there. So,
but if you like a type of wine or beer, does it really matter what it's called?
Well, it's only called that so that it'll get your attention. And that's it, to differentiate between the other brands that are out there. It's like Popeye spinach versus a can of Del Monte. Spinach is spinach, for crying out loud. You know, carrots are carrots. Now, when it comes to processed and manufactured foods and things, there could be some variation there. For instance, I like Post Raisin Bran. Kellogg Raisin Bran, there's something in the process that just doesn't work for me. So,
but if they change the name to Raisin Cereal, would that make you stop buying it if they didn't change the ingredients?
It could be for a while until I discovered that some Einstein in marketing, hey, we'd have a better response to Raisin Cereal, but it used to be the old Post Raisin Bran. So I would, if they hadn't messed around, you know, it's an interesting thing. Remember the new Coke?
Right, but see that...
That blew up in their face.
But see, that was an ingredient change.
Mm-hmm.
Not a name change.
And they had, what was it? Something about lilac in the original recipe, and they don't. Of course, the original recipe had cocaine in it, you know. So, but no, I think there's a, they do everything, focus groups, test markets, et cetera, and then they apply that to the rest of the country, unless they do it this market, that market, et cetera.
But we'll see how it all spins out here when they change the name.
It's whatever the consumer likes, hopefully.
Now, hopefully.
Stick with it. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, as I say, the phone lines are wide open here at WWGH Radio. We've got about 10 minutes left in this particular segment. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 with about 10 minutes left to go. Plenty of time for more calls to come in on any of these subjects. But it is amazing to me how people get beholden to a name. Now, that I'm not sure about. Because there are things that I've eaten that over time I've just not eaten anymore, or decided to go with another brand because I think it tastes the same, or maybe tastes cheaper, or the price is cheaper. It doesn't taste cheaper. The price is cheaper. What it was called did not really make me buy that product. I cannot think of any product. I buy the product based on how it tastes, not what it's called. I guess that's maybe just me. But I'll tell you one that makes me laugh all the time is McNugget. Now, you can only get McNuggets at McDonald's. But I am always amazed to go to another place that serves chicken nuggets, and they will call them McNuggets. Now, I don't know why that got so closely associated with McDonald's, the chicken nugget, but people will call them McNuggets. The Blizzard with Dairy Queen, you know, they perfected the Blizzard. Now, at McDonald's, they're called Flurries, and at Jersey, they're called something Clippers or something, but people will still call them Blizzards sometimes when they're at the other restaurant, but it's all a name. The makeup of the product is really not all that different. So is there something in a name? Does the name mean anything at all for the good or for the bad? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the funny thing about this is, in general, is the people who came up with these names are long dead of a lot of these products. very few people are still alive who created the products we're talking about, such as Aunt Jemima and Mrs. Butterworth and Uncle Ben and all these things that came up early on in the year. Those products, the people who created those are, if they are still alive, they would be rather old at this particular point. So they're not in charge anymore. It's a new group. And I guess every group has the prerogative to change the name of something, much like sports teams. And we have seen that. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sitting here looking at a box of Aunt Jemima.
Right.
And I'm looking at the picture, and I'm wondering, are they also going to take that off, too?
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, does the picture and the name mean something to you?
I'm sorry?
Does the picture and the name, does that mean something?
Well, evidently that's the original. It's since 1889.
Right. Right. I guess I'm just, if a company wants to change the name of something, I don't know why it upsets so many people who are not a part of that company. That's what I'm confused about.
Well, it is a confusing issue, that's for sure. But I just wondered if they were going to change the, you know, take off the black face with the name and change it to something other than that.
You know, to be honest with you, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm guessing the face will go away as well. And I doubt there will be any face on that particular syrup anymore. And I think the new name will just be on there. And
I don't know if it's on the syrup or not. This is the pancake mix.
I would say the pancake mix as well, because I think, you know, and that might have been a whole problem as well, was the face being on there, because we definitely know the race of the person who's on the box and the thing and the syrup. And for many years, it was depicted in a different way.
I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
We'll see how it all shakes out in the end. But the pancakes and the syrup will still taste good.
It still tastes the same.
That's right. That's right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. The phone lines are open here. 740-383-9944. Phone lines well open for a few more minutes here. 54 minutes past the hour. Still 6 minutes left to go. Plenty of time to get a conversation in. 740-383-9944. If the lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Well, and a lot of this, you know, you got to go back to the person who named it and why they did what they did. And that's hard to do sometimes, to get in the mind of somebody. What was their purpose? What was the idea? You know, this came up a few years ago, and I'm not taking a side one way or the other on this whole statue issue, which we've had going on for a long time now in this country. But I don't know that a lot of people researched that issue. You know, one of the problems was these statues, I'll get back to this in a second, but this whole statue thing is always fascinating to me. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this ever since they made this announcement a couple of months ago. And the thing that I think is probably going to happen with these boxes and bottles is we're going to end up finding them in antique malls, and they're going to be probably 10 times the price that when you bought them brand new.
Well, absolutely.
They're going to become collector's item, which is just like everything else.
You know, absolutely. And you know what? Here's the thing I have also thought about, which nobody's talking about. If they give up the copyright on Aunt Jemima, which I assume they will be doing, if they give up the copyright, there is no a law that says another syrup company cannot open up under that name as long as they copyright it.
Right, yeah, I don't see any reason why they couldn't. It's the same thing with Necco Candies. They quit making Necco Candies a few years ago. Another company bought out the company and the rights to use that, so Necco's are back.
Well, you know, one of the problems is I think that these things have been around for such a long time, particularly with the Cleveland Indians.
Right,
you know,
it's
this,
the same thing.
Yeah, it had been around for a while. The name had been around, and then you got the new group in who had nothing to do with creating the name. And we just live in a different time where people feel sensitive about that. And so the new group says, okay, we're going to change the name. Well, people who have been fans for a long time get upset. I don't think the corporate structure is really getting all that upset.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Not in either case, whether it's the company that produces Aunt Jemima or Uncle Ben's or whoever, whatever the case might be. A corporation doesn't care. It's all about selling. And if the product's good and continues to be good, people will buy it, whatever's on the label. It's just a nostalgia thing for people that are, you know, my age and even some younger.
Well, you know something, and this is what I was saying when you were calling in, and this is what bothered me about the whole statue controversy in this country with Confederate statues. You know, people think these statues were put up to honor these people. And in a way, they were, but they were not put up during the Civil War or even right after the Civil War.
Right.
They were put up in the early 1900s as a way to protest, in most cases, in the South, that African Americans were getting rights that heretofore they had not had.
Mm-hmm.
So the purposes of putting these up were not to honor these people, were not to remember the Civil War. They were to say, even though we lost the war, we were still right. And that's why people are offended by them.
Right. Yeah, I understand that part as far as the South is concerned. The only thing that I become concerned about is Gettysburg, because the monuments in Gettysburg are not there to support the South or to support the North. They're merely there to tell about the history of what took place on that battlefield. And I think the last I heard, they've kind of stepped away from Gettysburg, and they're considering that to be, you know, off limits. You know, a lot of those statues weren't even put up until the 30s, and some of them not even until the 40s. So I guess it depends on what you're looking at and how sensitive people want to be, but to people that are my age and older, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Well, and you know, as we wrap this up today, and it's complicated for us here in Ohio, is Christopher Columbus. Now, nobody was ever going to change the name of Columbus. That was just big rumor talk. But made for good press. But as far as the statues go, you know, it is kind of confusing, because you would think you would put a statue up to honor a very good person. And what we know about Christopher Columbus now that we did not know when those statues were put up is he was not a good guy.
It's
hard to, I mean, leave a statue up, and when you walk your kid by, oh, that's Christopher Columbus, and what do you say? Oh, he was a bad guy?
Yeah.
Well, why does he have a statue at the I think it's just, I understand why people want to keep him, but unfortunately, this was just a guy we've learned a whole lot about that we didn't know when we put these up.
Well, a lot of those statues were put up in those days to honor and to give notice to the Italian people and the Italian immigrants that came to the country, so it had nothing to do with basically Columbus doing this or doing that or what his background was, but it was merely that he was an Italian and it was a way to honor the Italian people. So.
It's going to be interesting, but hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, have a great day.
Bye-bye. And it's a big subject, that is for sure. 740-383-9944, that is our number. And don't forget, today we've got a live Adam Lepp show from 2:10 to 3 p.m. And then we have a live Voice of a People with Linda Sims from 4:10 to 5 p.m. today on this station. And again, I want to thank the Shirks for sending me a birthday card. Birthday not today, but I thank them for the card. Great discussion this morning. We'll have one tomorrow. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
And I dare you to bother me. I'm going to give you 72 hours to get out of my body. And if you're not, I'm going to roll on you.
The legendary newsman and former host of the Today Show, Hugh Downs.
Though with only 3 minutes left and 25 days, you have a big birthday coming up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
My goodness, I can't even believe. 90, amazing.
Well, it is to me, too, I guess. And you know something?